seriously? We're seriously doing this again this year? I thought you said we were going to go to a costume party. That's why I got all dressed up. Ugh. You know, sometimes I really hate you. Yeah, sometimes I reconsider my choice in a best friend. This is stupid. We've been doing this every year since we were 12, and I've been telling you for the last 5 years that it's dumb and I don't want to go, and this year was supposed to be the first year that we were getting out of it to go to a fucking party, but now it seems like you've just bamboozled me into going with you again. No, it's dumb. Why is it dumb? Because we are grown-ass women. We have been grown-ass women for years now, okay? A little jump scare here or a little animatronic there isn't really going to do anything for me, okay? I mean, we're in our mid-20s. The scariest thing that we have around is student loans and bills and health insurance and the clap or herpes. I mean, fuck, even getting pregnant right now would be pretty fucking scary. That's how you scare me, okay? That is what's scary. Not a stupid guy dressed in a ripped up white lab coat with ketchup all over himself that's holding a speculum and says, okay, that is not scary. It's stupid, and I hate that you dragged me along for this. Well, I used to only do it because you were my best friend, and it was like a tradition that we did, and that was cool when we were teenagers because we didn't have anything better to do but, you know, get drunk off those little miniature bottles before we went in and get scared because we were fucking drunk and we were afraid the cops were gonna jump out at us and bring us home. But it's stupid. It's not scary and it's dumb, okay? I don't wanna go. No. Okay, fine. Well, I mean, fine, if you do my laundry for 2 weeks and you cook dinner every night for the next month, I'll do it. Oh, shit. Really? Oh, okay. that's actually pretty good. I don't think I can argue with that. I mean, okay, I'll do it and I won't have a bad mood. And I guess if the Uber's here, I mean, fuck it. Okay, let's go. Yeah, well, if I knew that we were going to the haunted house and not the party, I wouldn't have worn something so fucking slutty. Oh, okay, so we're still going to the party, but we're going to the party after the haunted house. Oh, okay, that's fine. You should have just told me that since the beginning. I wouldn't have been such a bitch about it. Yeah. You know what? I still can't fucking believe you're a sexy clown. I mean, leave it to you to look like a fucking slutty clown and make it actually look hot. You know, I hate clowns. Ugh. Because I'm a clown. Yeah, so fucking funny. You know, sometimes I wonder why you're my fucking best friend. Why I've put up with you for so long. Okay. Less talking and more drinking. Got it. Let's take a shot before the Uber. Okay, here. Okay. All right. I don't know what this is, but whatever it is. Okay, sure. Ugh, I'm probably going to regret this later. Okay. Cheers to spooky. Ugh. Oh, my God. That's absolutely disgusting. Is that absinthe? Where'd you even find absinthe? Ugh. Okay, let's go to the Uber. Ugh. I'm definitely gonna need that ride to get over this one. Oh, hey, yeah. cool. Yeah, no, it's kind of spooky in here. Yeah, I like it. It's got that, you know, Monster Mash theme going on, but with a little bit of thriller. Yeah. Oh, we're headed to the haunted house. Really? Yeah, I mean, we figured we're going to the fairground, so you would know that's where the haunted house is. Not a fan of Halloween. Oh, I mean, shit, you could have fooled me by the ambiance in here. But it's okay, I'm not really a fan of Halloween either. This one over here, though, she's fucking crazy for it. You know what they say, if Halloween's her favorite holiday, she's mentally unstable. Or he. I mean, anybody whose favorite holiday is a holiday that revolves around scaring people, death, and gore, that's, you know, not really normal. Yeah. That's crazy. Right? Thanks, my man. I'm glad that we're on the same page on that one. No, I'm just doing this because she drags me along to it every year. What? No. She's not my girlfriend. She's my best friend. Yeah. I mean, everybody always thinks she's my girlfriend, which is really weird. But, I mean, I don't know. Does it look like we're dating? Is it? Well, yeah, but just because we're holding hands and sitting close together doesn't mean we're dating. We're just really good friends. Huh. Oh, me? No. I don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. No. It's singlehood for me. Yeah, I'm not really a relationship type of girl. Oh. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's kind of funny to think that you would call me attractive even though I look like a zombie right now, but I guess I do look like a slutty zombie, so there's points for that, right? Yeah, and I'm sure the blood on my face isn't really that gross. Yeah. Yeah, I think we could do that. We could just call you after we're done at the haunted house. We're actually gonna be headed to a party. Are you working all night or yeah for sure. Yeah, we can call you and you can, you know, drive us to the party. Or I mean, you know, if you're not working that late, then you could just join us. How about that? Well, I mean, I usually don't invite strangers that I don't know to a party that's not mine. Oh yeah, it's one of our friends' parties. They have this huge house all the way by the lake, and it's not gonna make a difference if one more person shows up. Honestly, there's gonna be so many people there, it's not gonna be a big deal. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought that when you asked me for my number, that's kind of where that was headed. But was I too forward? Is that not? Oh. Okay. Well, here. Give me your phone and I'll put it in. And I will put myself in as sexy zombie. That way you're gonna just have to call us later and come to the party so you can find out my real name. Okay. Yeah. No, sounds good. Here you go. Oh, and here we are. Ooh, spooky. It looks the fucking same that it has for the last 15 years, okay? Oh my god. Oh, scary. It's got an apocalypse theme this year. Ooh. Okay, let's go. All right, well, you have my number, and if you text me, I'll have yours so I can give you a call when we're done. Okay? And drive safe, and I hope you can have fun with us later. You know, wearing heels to this is probably not the best idea. Well, we have to walk over all the fucking cobblestone with this shit. Oh God, I hate living in an old ass fucking town. Ugh. Yeah, well, when you're walking over streets that were here in the 1800s, and that's when they were built, that's not very good for my stilettos, okay? I know I don't need to be wearing stilettos because I'm already 7 feet tall, but I do it because I fucking want to, okay? And it's never bothered you before, so I don't want to fucking hear it. You fucking Oompa Loompa. What? No, I didn't say anything. Yes, I called you an Oompa Loompa because you're like 2 feet tall, so you know what? Shove it, bitch. Right, like now that we're standing here at the entrance and we're on level ground, you barely make it to my fucking elbow, so I don't want to hear it, okay? Let's just go through the house and just pretend to be scared. You can hold my hand when you're scared. That's okay. Stop, don't hit me. Why are you embarrassed? Because you're a scaredy cat? Aww. It's so cute when you get scared. Because then I can make fun of you later for it. And I can incessantly bother you about it and bring it up years and years from now. Like I do with all the shit we did when we were teenagers. Okay, I'll stop. Do you have the tickets? Ugh, I can't fucking believe you bought two tickets. God, I hate you. Sure. Thanks, sir. Make sure we have a spooky, scary time. Well, these little wristbands are kind of cute. I like them. They're orange and they got little pumpkins. Ooh, they're kind of scary pumpkins, but they're cute. Ooh, yours is cuter. It's purple and it's got some bats on it. I kind of want that one. Okay, first room. Ooh, scary. Purge sounds. Yeah, look at that guy over there. Yeah, he's behind the couch with a knife. Oh, and there he goes. How did you still jump even after I told you that he was behind the couch? My fucking God. Okay, hold my hand. Let's go. Let's go into the next room. Ooh, let's see. Looks like some nuclear fallout. Ooh, reminds me of that episode of X-Files with the disfigured people. Well, it looks like they're just walking around. It's not like. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, first jump scare. Done. No, I guess technically it's the second jump scare. You okay there, little pipsqueak? Okay. Okay, let's see what we have here. Oh, we actually have to open the door to this one. Ooh, it's dark. Oh no. Okay. There goes the door closing behind us. Of course, it's not going to be locked. Come on. It's just an automatic jump scare thing that they do. They just have a spring or something after you open it. Why are you being so weird? This is the same stupid haunted house we go to every year. They're not trying to spook us like that. It's not real. It's not Saw. It's just a gimmicky, shitty place that you spend $20 on every time. You have a bad feeling about this? I mean, what am I supposed to do? Go check the door? Really? Okay, but I can't be with you right here and go check the door at the same time. You realize that, right? Okay, so then come with me. Do you think I'm gonna be able to walk with your arms wrapped around my waist like that? You're like a little kid. Okay, if you wanna bury your head in my side, but that's like my boob. Okay. Okay. Well, I hope you're enjoying my boob sweat. See, look, it's just a regular, Okay, well, the doorknob is jammed, but I mean, it doesn't look like it has a lock on this side. Look at them. I guess that they do have something scarier planned this year. I can't get it open. I'm trying, but I can't get it to open. It just jiggles, but the door doesn't budge. I don't know. Maybe let me touch on top of the door frame over here. Yes, yes. Make a joke about how I can reach the door frame. If that's gonna make you feel any less bitch ass, pussy ass, scaredy cat, fucking. Well, I guess there's nothing on top of the door frame. It doesn't look like there's a spring. You know what? It's probably somebody on the other side that, like, locked it from the outside, okay? Well, the quicker that we move through the room, the quicker then we can get out of here, okay? Okay. Come on. You're gonna have to detach yourself from my side, okay? Here, just hold my hand like we were doing before, and we can just walk through. Well, it's kind of hard because it's fucking dark as shit in here. Oh, come on. No, if something jumps out at us, the door is like on the other side of the room. It's probably just closed until we get there. Or maybe this is one of those rooms that we have to like work our way out of, maybe? Like an escape room, sort of? I don't fucking know. It looks like they've been adapting to their clientele and adapting to the time, so, I mean, it's not unreasonable. Oh, come on, don't be so scared. It's gonna be fine. Let's see over here. It looks like, oh, I think I just bumped into an armchair. Oh, okay. Lights are coming on. A little bit better. Oh, what the fuck was that? Sounds like feedback from a loudspeaker? Hello? Oh, shit. That sounds spooky as fuck. Shit. Yeah, that sounds like, one of those weird ransom kidnapping voices. Sir? What the fuck are we doing here? We need to get out of here. Please open the door. This kind of feels like we're on Saw. Yeah, it's not. I'm not scared. Don't be scared. I'm not scared. Here, here, let me put my arm around you. Stop shivering. Stop. It's gonna be fine. It's just a haunted house. It's part of the spooks, okay? Okay, Mr. Saw-like overlord, kidnapping, creepy spookster, whatever, recorded voiceover. Yeah, this isn't funny. We just want to get out of this room. Thanks. No, I don't think you heard us. You can stop playing that recording now, and then just let us out to the next room. It's not funny. What do you mean both doors are locked and we can't get out until we do what you say? You know, this is really not the $20 experience that we bargained for. Yeah. Yeah, we were just expecting shitty low budget decorations, animatronics, and those high school and college grads that you hire and pay like $5 an hour to dress up like little fucks and scare people. You know, it's kind of hard to look at you because we don't know where you are. I feel kind of stupid just looking all over the room like I'm talking to God. Okay. So, why are we here? You're not gonna make us like saw off our legs, right? Or anything like that, right? Or like, I don't know, like kidnap us and then sell us to the sex trade in Eastern Europe? You're gonna have some fun with us? Kind of sounds contrary to actually being fun. It sounds sort of like it's gonna be a terrible time for us. No, actually, I gotta tell you, that doesn't really sound like fun at all. Whatever fun you think you're having, it doesn't really sound like any fun that we're gonna have ourselves. What? Okay, this is not really funny anymore, sir. I'm gonna call the police. Oh shit. Oh my God. My phone doesn't have service. Yours either? No, wait, try pressing the emergency call button. No? Let me try. Fuck. Oh shit, mine doesn't work either. Oh fuck. Sir, sir, we're kind of scared now. Please don't hurt us. You're not gonna hurt us. You just want to watch. Yeah, but watch what? Oh, you want to watch us? That's not, that's, no, we don't do that. No, we're not gay. No. No. No, we're not. No, I like guys. She likes guys too. We don't. That's not. That's weird. We're best friends. It's very, very disgusting. Ugh, gross. Oh, besides, I'm pretty sure that it's illegal here. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a rule somewhere there. That prohibits homosexual activities or whatever the Bible thumping motherfuckers call it. Well, not much a lot has changed since 1800 in this fucking town. So yeah, I no, that's, you know, we can't do something illegal. That's bad. That's bad. Okay, I'll be quiet now. Oh, well, Okay, so. Oh, okay, I'll be quiet until you're done. Okay, so, just to get things straight. Straight, get it? Because this is kind of gay shit you're asking us to do. You have been watching us ever since we were teenagers coming in here every year, and you want to watch us fuck? Oh, okay, because you've always seen us together, and you want to see us together. Yeah. No, there's like no sexual tension between us. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's just, you know, like, we're just best friends. You know, it's stuff we do is just best friend stuff. I don't know where you got that idea from, sir, but I that's gonna be a hard sell for us. We're just, we don't do that. We're not like that. No. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we were going to a party after, and people know where we are. And what do you mean nobody knows where we are? You didn't fucking tell anybody we were coming here before we came. Oh my god. I guess never mind then. I guess nobody fucking knows where we are. So technically we could be locked in here forever. Oh shit. Okay. I don't want to be locked in here forever. My little smart spitfire over here, whose idea it was to come here in the first place. Okay. Well, okay. So you will let us go after we do what you want. Okay. Okay. Well, what do you think about this? Well, I mean, I'm willing to do it just purely to get out of here. It's going to be fucking weird because you're my best friend, but I mean, like, I've never, you know, like, done this with a girl before. I mean, but I guess it's fine. It's not fine, but we just have to do it. So it's not like we have to like it even, you know, we just have to do it. So, I'm willing to do it. I just don't want to get out of here. I want to go to that party, and I want to meet up with our cute Uber driver and stick his dick in all of my holes. So let's go. I mean, are you okay with it? It seemed like you were not really fighting it too much. Oh, don't act shy now. Okay, so mystery, creepy, saw voice guy. What do we do? Alright, so stand in front of me. You just want me to lean down and kiss her? Okay. Oh shit, this is kind of uncomfortable because you're so small. Well, I appreciate you wearing heels. It makes you less small. Okay. Oh yeah, let's just do this. Like, you know, it's just like if you were kissing a, you know, one of your ex-boyfriends who's really tall, and just like if I was gonna kiss one of my ex-boyfriends, which is really short. Okay, this is like no big deal. Like, we've done this before. It's not like, you know, we'll pretend we're guys. And I mean, my lip gloss is kind of sticky, but I just. Is that good? Is that good, Saw Guy? Oh, act like you like it. Oh my fucking. Okay. How's this? Okay. Do you want me to pick her up? Oh, okay. I guess. Okay. Jump up and I'll just I'll grab you by the thighs and your ass and just wrap your legs around my hips, okay? Okay, what we're gonna do. Okay. Yeah, use your hands on my shoulders to get you up higher. Okay, one. Okay, one, two, three. Okay, good. Wow. Damn, is this how you is this how you have sex with your tall boyfriend? Fuck. Oh, sorry. Sorry, no laughing. Sorry, back in character. Wow, it's kind of weird to like have you like eye level. That's I've never experienced that before. Yeah, make sure you wrap your arms around my neck. I don't want you to fall. I'm sorry, my hands are on your ass, but it's just easier to keep you held up like that. No. It's fine. You can put your fingers through my hair like that. I think it might be easier if I take one hand and kind of like put it kind of like between your ass. Like, I'm sorry, it might actually touch a little bit more than that, but if I I put one hand there and one on your upper back. It might help me hold you steadier. Yeah, you're really good at this. You know you're really good at this, right? Well, I mean, I know you haven't fucked as many guys as I have, but shit, you are very good at this. Well, I guess kissing is kissing, right? I mean, everyone's got lips. And it's not gay, it's just enjoying someone else's lips. I mean, my hand. Oh, I'm sorry, my hand is, yeah, it's a little bit lower. I'm sorry, it's like kind of like between your ass cheeks and a little close to your pussy, but it's just it's easier to like wrap my arm around that way. Oh, you're not complaining? Yeah, that's a little, yeah, it's a little tight there. Oh, Mr. Saw Guy, what do you want us to do next? Oh, okay. You want me to lift her skirt up so you can watch me bring my hand in her panties. Okay, and what do I do when they're in her panties? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, but I think okay, I think I got that. You want us to keep kissing? Okay. I'm so sorry about this. I figure since you know we're doing it, we might as well like make it feel really good, you know? Yeah. I mean, we're doing it anyway, so we might as well enjoy ourselves, right? Well, I mean, just because we've never done it before. We're not gay. Doesn't mean that it can't feel good. And we can't try it and enjoy it now. You know? I never thought kissing a girl would feel so good. Even if it is you, pipsqueak. Did you just grind yourself up against my hand? Less talking, more following directions, okay? You seem a little too eager to follow directions. A lot of your tongue in my mouth, like... I can't really say no. You just lift up your skirt. And there's not much skirt anyway. Put your panties to the side. You really are holding on tight with your legs around my waist like that. Kind of feels like you're grinding into me a little bit, huh? Just like you said, I'm gonna slide my fingers down from between your ass. Oh, to your slit. Oh, shit. You are very, very wet. I was not expecting that. Fuck. I'm just gonna slide my finger up to your clit just to see how wet you really are. Along your slit. I like to do that when I'm masturbating, so I figure you might like it too. Bring my finger back to your entrance and oh fuck. Yeah, you are dripping down my fingers to my knuckles. Fuck, you're getting my knuckles wet. Yeah, I'm gonna bring my fingers back to your clit. Is that a whimper? Mr. Sawman likes it too. Of course I said too because I like it. You sound very, very good. I've never heard you sound like this before. But I do like it. Let me just circle your clit with my fingers. Look at you. Bucking into me like that. Grinding against me like that. You like that? My nails are a little sharp, but... Oh, you might like that. Do you like how I just rake my fingers around your clit hood? Do you like it when I squeeze your clit between my fingers? Oh, yeah. That was a sweet little moan you made. I'm sorry, I know I'm doing it again. I can't help it. It's just I'm so used to taking charge. Even in a moment like this where we're not really in charge. I just like to tease too much. I'm doing to you what I like to be done to me. And your sweet moans are telling me you like it just as much as I do. Oh, it's so hot when you moan into my mouth and your tongue is inside my mouth. Do you like that? When I suck your tongue into my mouth as I circle your clit with my finger. Yes, Mr. Sawman. It seems like he wants me to slide these fingers inside you now. He's getting impatient. You can always grind yourself up against me and get your clitter up against me like that, right? May I please slide my fingers inside you, baby girl? That's a good girl. You feel even better with my fingers all the way inside you. Oh, that's a good girl. Oh, that's a good girl. Moan into my shoulder. Bite my shoulder like that. Oh, good girl. Rock yourself up against me as I shove my fingers inside you. Yes. Good girl. Yes. Good. Rock against me. And now, fuck. Fuck yourself deeper into my fingers every time you grind back. You do feel so good, my sweet girl. I know my nails are long and a little pointy, but it sounds like you like that. It hurts. Do you like the pain? Oh, you do. Naughty girl, you like pain just as much as I do. Don't tell me. Oh, don't tell me that you're close to coming. Oh. I know I'm rubbing up on your G-spot nice and good. Oh, but surely you're not just gonna come. Surely you're not gonna come until I tell you to come. Aren't you a good girl? I hear you fucking your boyfriends, and I know you are a submissive slut. I know you're not used to coming without permission. Well, lucky for you, I am a dominant slut. And I know you've heard me fucking my boyfriends. Nobody comes until I say so. You wanna come on my fingers? You wanna come on my fingers like a good girl? Oh, what a soft, sweet whimper, baby girl. You're gonna have to ask very, very nicely and beg for me to let you come. Oh, Mr. Saw, you're enjoying this, aren't you? Are you stroking your cock on the other side of that? Oh, 'cause it sounds like you are. It sounds like we are not the only nasty ones around here. Sounds like someone is really enjoying the show. Should I let her come, Mr. Saw? Should I let her come on my fingers? Is that what you wanted? No. You want me to stop? Oh, look at that whimper, Mr. Saw. You are just ruining her high. Okay, well, if you don't want her to come on my fingers, where do you want her to come? on my tongue. Okay, well, it looks like you, my sweet girl, are gonna do something a little bit different. Well, there's nowhere to lay down, and it sounds like Mr. Saw wants me to stay standing. Isn't that right, Mr. Saw? Yes. From what I understood from his orders, I'm gonna have to hold you upside down and bring that drippy little cunt of yours to my mouth. Well, it's gonna be a little bit hard for you to hold on, but I'm sure you can hold on to my waist with your arms like you held on with your legs. Come on, don't be scared now. Do you want to come or not? I know I've taken a little too well to this, but it just brings out my dominant side. I can't help it. When someone so helpless and small as you is under my control, it just brings something out of me, and I can't help it. I can't stop it. I need it. Right now, I need you to be a good girl and follow Mr. Saw's orders. Okay, well, I am going to hold you around your waist, and we're going to have to maneuver this a little bit. It's going to be kind of hard to do, but your face is probably going to be in my tummy, just a little under my tits, okay? Now here, I am going to just move you around this way. Just hold on. Hold on to my... Yes, good girl. Hold on to my waist just like that. Let me just put you up a little bit. Just... There we go. Just shimmy you up my body a little bit. I'm sorry my tits just bounced on your face, but I had to give a little extra bounce for help. Oh, it's okay. You can put your thighs on my shoulders. Yes. Wow. You know, I've never once looked at a pussy and wanted to taste it until now. Oh, all I want to do is just sink my tongue. Oh, this pretty wet pussy of yours. And taste all that drippy goodness. Oh, and fuck, it is very, very sweet. Hold on tight, baby girl. Hold on tight while I... feast on your delectable, sweet little cunt. Yes, sir. Oh, you heard that, baby girl. He wants me to tongue fuck your pussy. That means I'm gonna have to bring you up even more. And if you want, you can wrap your thighs around me and wrap your legs around my head. To get my face closer to the sweet, trippy pussy that I need to tongue fuck. Has your boyfriend ever fucked your cunt with his tongue? No, sweet girl. Well, now your best friend is doing it for you. What was that? That was a nice little scream. But you say that he does eat you out regularly. Wow. I've never done this before, so I don't think I can compete with him. But if enthusiasm counts for anything, I should be doing just fine right now. Your pussy's just so fucking sweet. I want to fucking devour it. This little clit needs to be sucked into my mouth. Do you like it when I suck on your clit like that? When I lick it like this. I go back to sucking it. Just lightly nipping it with my teeth. Oh, fuck, your pussy's perfect. I can't believe I've been missing out on this all these years. You understand, baby girl. That after getting a taste now. I'm not gonna be able to stop. I need to keep tasting it. You're close. I remember what I said about coming, baby girl. Maybe I should tongue fuck you a little bit more to remind you. You can't come until I allow it. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful scream you let out. I wonder if you can beg just as nicely. There you go. Good girl. Good, good girl. Keep begging. I know you can do better than that. I want to hear you say, please, Val. Please suck on my clit until I come on your mouth. It's very good. What about? Please, Val. Please let me come. Please let me come all over your perfect tongue, even though I don't deserve it. Good girl. One more. Please, Val. Let me fill your cum with my juices and flood your mouth with my cum. Good girl. Good girl. Come for me. Come for me. Come all over my mouth. My tongue. My lips. Good girl. Keep coming. I want all of your juices in my mouth. Hey, good girl. Your legs are shaking. I've got you. I've got you. Good girl. Good girl, coming all over my tongue like that. Oh, how sweet it was. I'm sorry. Is your pussy sensitive? Is your sweet little clit sensitive too? Mm. What do we do next, sir? Are you there or did you come all over yourself? Okay. So the instructions are for the little one now. Oh, okay. Oh. I think I like these orders, sir. Okay, so I'm gonna have to let you down, okay? Just unwrap your legs around my head. Still hold on to my waist. Okay, and we're just gonna flip you over like this. And there you go. Firmly planted on the ground again. I think you deserve a little kiss because you were such a good girl. Come here. Come here and taste yourself on my lips. Yes, you do taste very good. Well, according to him, now you're about to taste me. I will gladly remove my skirt. After all, it's really just an annoying piece of fabric. Cheap costume. There it goes on the ground. Oh no. I'm not wearing any panties. Well, since we're going to the party, well, I figured that there would just be an obstacle to me getting what I want. Oh, and am I glad I didn't wear them right now. Well, you heard the good sir. Take your heels off. Oh, that is very sexy watching you take those off so slowly, just unzipping each boot. That is a very erotic sight right there. Oh, fuck. You are even shorter than I remember, little pipsqueak. You are so small. And it is so cute compared to me because I am so much bigger than you. And I tower over you. It's even cuter than... Well, you know what to do. Your mouth is so very close to my pussy. I think you just need to open your mouth and stick out your tongue. Good girl. Let me just bury my fingers in your hair. Just like that. And bring you a little closer. That pink tongue of yours licking your lips looks just delectable, doesn't it? I can't wait to feel it on my clit. Oh. That sweet pink tongue of yours feels even better than I thought. What's more impressive is that you're just standing. And using your little tongue on me. What's even hotter is that you are licking my pussy while you're standing up. You're so small, baby girl. makes me even hotter. That's some enthusiasm. Yes, baby girl. Yes, just keep moving your tongue like that. Just like my tongue moved. All over your clit and your pussy. Just minutes ago. Yes. No. Close your lips around my clit like that. That's good. That's perfect. That's perfect. Now suck on it. Oh, good girl. Suck my clit into your hot little mouth. Yes, good girl. Yes, that's very good. Good girl. That tongue of yours feels better than any tongue I've had on my cunt before. Are you sure you've never done this, sweetheart? You haven't, but you've watched porn where other girls have. So naughty. Why'd you keep that from your best friend? You didn't want me to think you were gay. Well, I wish you wouldn't have kept it from me. We could have had a lot of fun together. Good. Very good. Now lick up and down my slit. I want you to get your tongue really nice and wet with my juices. Oh, good girl. Oh, nice long licks all the way down. Yes, shove your tongue in my pussy like that. Oh, get all that wetness. Yes. Good. Now shove your tongue back up on my clit. Circle it around with the tip of your tongue. Now look up and down with your tongue flat. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Very good girl. Oh, you're so good at following orders. What? What, sir? Oh, you want me to turn around and bend over and touch my ankles? I wonder why that is. Let me make sure I spread my legs nice and wide when I turn around. And bend over. Hands on my ankles. Like that, sir. Ooh, nice and wide. Yes. Oh, and your tongue is right back on my clit. You are such a very good girl. You're about to be an even better girl. Go ahead. Follow his instructions. Take your tongue off of my clit. Lick up. Back into my asshole. Yes. Such a good, good girl. Using your tongue so persistently. Licking all around. My sweet ass. And flicking your tongue over it. Good girl. Fuck, your tongue is so wet. It's probably that wet because you've collected all my pussy juices on it. Good girl. Look harder. Press your tongue up against my ass like that. Good. Yes. Good. Look faster. Good girl. Oh, really get in there with your whole tongue. Oh, press hard. Oh, shove your tongue in my asshole. Good. Good girl. Oh, good girl. Fuck my ass with your tongue. Oh, good girl. Oh, fuck yes. Good girl. Oh, is that your finger on my clit? Oh, fuck, is that your thumb rubbing on my clit while you tongue fuck my ass? Oh. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Oh, very good girl. Oh, my God. If you keep... If you keep tongue fucking my ass like that, oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, and you're gonna have to stop licking my ass and lick all of the cum out of my cunt. Oh, you're just tongue fucking me faster and rubbing my clit harder. Do you want my cum? Do you want my cum, my good girl? Oh, is that what you want? You want your best friend's cum? You want it so badly that you would shove your chunk deep into my ass and rub my clit to get it? Oh, good girl. Oh, good girl, take my cum. Put your mouth on my cunt so you can take it. Take it, good girl. Yes. Lick all of that cum off. Swallow it down. Drink it down. Good girl, drink down all of my cum. Good girl. Clean me up. Good girl. Very, very good girl. You've done an excellent job, my good girl. And now it's my turn to taste myself on your lips. Oh, fuck. Oh. What, sir? We're free to go? Okay. I don't think we really care about that anymore, do we? Oh, well, at least the door opened on the other side. Well, I guess we can finish going through here and, let me just clean off that little bit of juice running down your mouth. And pick up my skirt. Well, and when we're done here, we can give that cute Uber guy a call, and maybe he might want to join in the fun, and we'll have an even more interesting night than we thought we were going to have. Here, give me your hand. I know how easily you get scared, but it's okay. Your big, strong best friend is here to protect you. Oh. And don't forget to put your boots back on.